not a historian or anything. I'm just sort of an observer. And I haven't listened to all the music there is to listen to from that era. But it seems to me that the Carter family were real important in the sense that they set the model for sort of how a band and the music sort of structured itself, in the sense that a lot of the stuff they did, you know, was like the guitar kickoff, then a verse, and then the harmony joining in on the chorus, then there's a guitar break, and then, you know, just the form of the music seemed to, you know, that they were a model for those that came afterwards, as to, you know, because a lot of the early string bands, they just sort of played randomly,
right?
And when somebody was felt compelled to sing some words, they sang, and then they went back to, you know, and while they were singing, the instrumentalists just played away a lot back there. And whereas the Carter family, partly because they were small and weren't a string band, you know, they were organized, and how they organized it seemed to be the model for country music that followed, in the sense of, you know, the kickoffs and the solo Baird relationship to the melody, and then the verses were sung solo, and then the voices join in on the chorus, and then there's an instrumental break. You know, just sort of help make a form for it. Quote me, but Jimmy Rogers and the Carter, and then the Carter family, were real strong models, I think, for all the country music. You know,
he's and, in there very much so.
Yeah, he should be. And whoever they got all that from before that, who knows? You know, it wasn't recorded. But I thought, you know, just that's an observation that I have. Somebody else had brought it up to my attention.